The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata, Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar Amen.
Daf Kuf Yud Gimal. Today's daf is being studied. The Anun Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Hashem Tanichenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Lefuat Shlema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Refana Na Refat Nefesh Ufat Guf. Ufat Akurba Labo Vechen Yirasom Amar Amim.
Kerabi Yehuda De Amar Yikaber. The case is talking about over here, according to Yehuda. The Yehuda Shita is that when you have Kesef Maaseh Sheni and you bring it to Yerushalayim and you bought foodstuff with it, then you got to the walls of Yerushalayim, everything's good. It became Tameh. What does the Biyuda say? Bury it. So that's what it means, Yigenzu. According to the Biyuda, it says Yikabir. Only problem is, what in the world is God doing in Nidahat? What are you telling me? Basir Shini, if it's Nidahat, Yikabir. You're going to take the Nidahat factor away. Stop a guy. I'm not from eating any da'at. I go to Jerusalem with my money. I buy a product. I go to the walls. The product becomes tameh. What does the Biyudah tell me to do? You get this. In any da'at, it's not part of the story. Come on, next question. Exactly. When you told me eating any da'at, even in regular cases, it should be like that. Kibara says, you're right. I'll tell you the case is talking about in the Mishnah. Betahor. Oh, we the Maaseh Sheni is talking about it is Tahor. You have a guy who lives near Nidahat. He brought his Tiruma, his Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim. Now we asked the question before. We said, once it gets to Yerushalayim, it hits the walls, it's Mutar. I don't care if it came in Nidahat afterwards. You don't have to burn it. Once it hits the walls of Yerushalayim, it's Mutar. The Chavurah should be able to keep it. What do you tell me you got this? I know what the case is talking about. Crazy case. Okay, God. The Naful Mechisot. The walls of Jerusalem fell. After the Maaser went in. Let's go back for a second. Let's say the walls were still there. Okay? Normally, what do we say to regularly in a Nidahat? All the assets from outside, bring it back to the city and burn it. That's the law. But as long as you can bring it back in one day, whatever the law we said was, bring it back and burn it. Problem is, once Maaseh Sheni gets into the walls of Yerushalayim, it's stuck there. Asur Lehotzi. Asur Lehotzi, so therefore, you don't burn it. It's Maaseh Sheni. You know what this guy's talking about? You know it's a Yirkibu? You can take it out. You know why I can take it out? Because the walls came down. They went into the walls. They got the Mutar Bachira. All of a sudden, the walls came down. Now, there must be a Shita that says, when do I say you can't take it out? So long as the walls are still up. This deen of not taking it out is a deen de Rabbanan. Midde Oraita, once it gets to the walls, I can eat it. Right? The rabbis made a gezerah. We know once it gets to the walls, don't take it out. But when did the rabbis make the law, don't take it out? When the walls are still up. But once the walls come down, take it out. Oh, so therefore the case is talking about, take it out. Oh, take it out, but you can't burn it. Why can't you burn it? Because it's already Maaseh Sheni. Ella, what do you have to do with it? You keep. That's what Gemara says. Uchtereba the marba mechitza leechon medoraita medoraita the mechitza lachiit leklot the rabbanan. The walls hold it in that you can't take it out. That's with rabbanan. The chigazur rabbanan ki yitnu the mechitzot. The rabbi better gives it only when there's mechitzot. Ki yitnu the mechitza, but when the mechitza is not there, lo gazur hakamim devo lo devo you can take maaser out. And that's the case of the Mishnah. Maaser Sheni. That says Yignezu is talking about Maaser Sheni that was brought to Yerushalayim. And it's considered Mamon Be'adav. It's considered his. Because the walls were there. The walls are matir. It's his item. And you can bring it back. You can take it out of Yerushalayim now. Oh, so therefore, they gotta burn it. Kedushat Maaser Sheni, you can't burn it. So what do you do with it? Yignezu. Let's review one more time. Yignezu. When you read in the Mishnah, Maaser Sheni Shir'ir Nidahat Yiganzu. What is the case? A very specific case. You never have dreamt of this case. Guys, Nir Nidahat. Okay, no problem. Nir Nidahat. He has Maaser Sheni. Didn't become Nir Nidahat yet, the city. He has Maaser Sheni. No problem. He sends it to Jerusalem. so good. It gets to the walls of Yerushalayim. Oh, once it gets to the walls of Yerushalayim, mutar la'achila. Generally speaking, I don't care now if the city becomes Yerei Lah, by the way. Once it gets to the walls of Yerushalayim, I cannot take it out of the walls of Yerushalayim. Yesh etir achila, no gerizah, no nothing. It's stuck in Yerushalayim. You can't do anything to it. Eat it. Ah, but you know what this case is talking about over here? He got to Jerusalem. He got to the walls of Jerusalem. He became Yerei Nidachat. Walls came down. Walls came down. When did the walls coming down help me? Now I can get it out. Now we make an announcement. Any assets that belong to anybody, bring back to the city. Oh, this guy's got Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. Oh, sorry, we can't take it out. We can. The walls fell down. Rabbis didn't make it get it out of the wall. Oh, bring it back. We bring it back. Okay, we want to throw it into the fire. Oh, you can't throw it into the fire. Why not? It's your assets. You can eat it. Not nice. Ma'aseh Sheni is Kodesh. So therefore, we don't want to throw it into the fire. So what should we do with it, Rabbi? Yirkibu, let them become spoiled. That's the situation. Kitve Kodesh, Ganzu. Okay, you have Kitve Kodesh in this Ira Nidahat. What do you do with it? Put it in Geniza. Maritin Dok Rabbi Eliezer. Netanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kodesh Yeshba Afidu Mizuzah Achat in an Al Sidra Nidahat. Like we learned earlier. Even if the city has one Mizuzah in it, it doesn't become Ira Nidahat. And here you're telling me, the Kitve Kodesh, what do you do with it? Put it in Geniza. What do you mean? There's no Yerei Nidachat if it's Kitve Kodesh. So Mishnah can be going like Rabbi Eliezer. Shnei Emar, V'sarafta b'shtair b'et kod shelela kalil. It says you have to burn everything. So what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Ve'echad di'ika mezuzah. But if there's a mezuzah in the city, lo efshar, you cannot do the kalil, you cannot do the chtiv, lo tasu ked Hashem Elohim. You don't have to erase God's name. That's the reason of Rabbi Eliezer. Since you cannot destroy everything in the city, it doesn't fit the kalil. Once you don't have Kadir, so therefore you don't have any da'at. Obviously, this shita doesn't hold like that. Because this shita says, yeah, put it in Geniza. That means the city still becomes in Geniza, even though you have a Kadir Kodesh there. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Okay, this is a point of it. What do we say in the Mishnah? It says, Pasuk Vayta Til Olam, Lo Tebane Od. Desolate, don't build it again. Machloket. Tanakama says even gardens. No, not only don't build it up as a city again. Even gardens. Garotu Pardesim. Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, no, lot tebane od, like it was. But gardens, mutar. Okay, what's the machloket over here? Tanakama says no gardens. Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, gardens. What is the machloket? Lema b'dari abin amar bi ilai kamit palge. Damar bi abin amar bi ilai kol makom shantam ose klal be'ase. Prat be'lo ta'ase en deni noto bechal plat. Let's go slow. What's a klal prat? Klal prat is one of the 13 principles. Klal prat, en bichlal, ela mashe beprat. I have a general, then I have the prat. The prat's coming to explain what the klal was. Klal's only talking about what the prat was. That's it. So there's a big shita of Rabbi Abi. You don't say a klal prat when it's in a lota, in an ase, in a lota ase. When the klal is in an ase, and the prat is in a lota ase, that klal doesn't work. Happens to be this pasuk over here, the klal prat is in an ase, in a lota ase. Why? The pasuk says, Vaita til olam. It should be desolate. Lo tebane od. Don't build it again. That's a lota ase. What would be the klal prat? Yeah. I'll tell you. Vaitat til olam is klal, destruction, all desolate of everything. Don't build it up. Don't build gardens. That's klal. Lo tibane od prat, houses.
What do you rebuild?
Right, houses, but not pardesim. So that would be a klal. But if you'd work it with a klal prat, I would come along and say that what it said in til olam means only houses. In bichlal ela mashem prat. So there's a machloket. Do you say that klal when it's written in the aseh lo ta'aseh business? In the aseh lo ta'aseh, like it is over here. Now, if you say, you do say klal prat. Okay, good. So therefore what? It's a klal prat. The prat's telling me only houses, but gardens. Okay, lo tebaneh. Therefore, that's the shita that says, Rabbi Akiva, gardens, okay. But if you tell me you don't say a klal prat over here, So what klal are you using over here? Using a different klal? One of the different principles. What's the different principle? So the different principle you're using over here is like this. You're using it like this. Kol davar sheya b'chlal v'yatsa min haklal lelamed lo lelamed al haklal yatsa el lelamed al haklal kulo yatsa. Kol davar sheya b'chlal. It was in the klal. Baita til olam. Everything is included. Gardens and houses. Everything's asur. And now what? It came out of the klal. Because now it says, Lotabane od. Lotabane od is coming to tell me, don't build houses but gardens.
Yes.
Now, Lotabane, what do you have to build Lotabane? That was already in the klal. Kosha bichlal. Viyatsa. Why was it yatsa? It was in the klal already. Lolilamid. To come and tell me only houses.
It's the same thing as
we're
that's same thing, though. If you hold the
klal
product, you hold that.
Ukon bebnot batim ayakalu borakli veitatel olam. Houses were included. Votzia oto atura min haklal v'sivita ala beofen prati lo tebane od. Mado votzia atura binyan batim min haklal tzavot ala beofen miyuchad. כדי ללמוד ממנו את כוונת בהוראה הכללית כשם שהאיסור כשם שהאיסור המפורש לא תבנה עוד נוגע ליישוב בני אדם it's referring to houses כך גם ההוראה הכללית תל עולם is talking about a place where people can inhabit gardens also which means the klal, you learn from the klal now it was bichlal already houses were included Tel Olam. Not the Bana'od. Houses. What was the houses? It was the Bechlal. It's coming to... It's coming to tell me back to the original Klal. That the original Klal said Tel Olam is including everything. It's coming to tell me not only a house. What's the in houses? Houses is inhabited. So to Garo Perdisim also. So the Tel Olam also is coming to tell me anything that's in inhabitants, which includes what? Garoto Paradisim also Asur.
Tell Olam you would have thought maybe his houses.
Tell Olam could have said his houses. Not to be Neod, houses. Ella what? It's coming to tell me. What are you being Yotze? To tell me houses. Ella is coming to tell me. I know that already. Ella Lamilat Klal Klo Yatza. Go back to the original Klal. Just like my Prat over here is something that's an inhabitant, inhabitants, so do the Klal's also inhabitants. Including Garot Pardesim. Oh, so therefore, do you learn a klal prat, or do you not learn a klal prat? Because it's asen or lo tase, and if you have a different system, oh, that's malakot over here. Gemara says no. The kulama eat lehu the Rabbi Abin. Everybody knows of Rabbi Abin. It's not a klal prat. Now stop right there. If it's not a klal prat, so we're okay according to one sheet at least. If it's not a klal prat, I understand the sheet that says why Garot Pardesim is asur. I need to explain why Garot Pardesim is Muta. So Gemara says, the Gemara is going to be Hadush anyway. Ve'akav ha'kam b'pligi, mor sabar od legamri mashma, u'mor sabar od lechema she'aita enan nibnet. Aval na'asite Garot Pardesim. Look about, look over here. How to learn the word od? It says, lo tebane od. What does the word od mean? So one shita is going to say, lo tebane od means what? Od the way it was. Meaning, again, don't build it up the way it was. The way it was houses. Lo tebane od. But you want to build Garot Pardesim? No problem. Other shita says no. The word od means lo tebane od bichlal. At all. Even Garot Pardesim.
Which means. Learning with
you don't need it. It's not a klal prat.
The other one doesn't need the od,
the Rasha, really. But once already we're giving the od de Rasha and the other rabbi, so we gave the od de Rasha and him also. You don't need it. For the rabbi that's being Doresh, everybody else is going to be Avin. And therefore, really, it should include Garot Pardesim. He doesn't need to say od. But since we said the other rabbi holds od is only Batim, so we said he holds od is including Garot Pardesim. Maybe without the od, he has already Rabbi Avin. You really need the od de Rasha for the rabbi that's not. That says Garot Pardesim is Mutah. You got a Kodesh that says it's Asur. No problem, I have Rabbi Yamin. Shekhoyash, 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 לא למד על הכלל יצא, אלא מה כולו יצא. לא למד על עצמו יצא, אלא מה כולו יצא. אז כמה אני תאמי, אם יגידו לפרדסי. I'm good. That's Rabbi Amin. But you know what? I'm going to tell you another hadith. Why? I'll tell you another hadith. Besides that, he also derives the word od. Od comes and tells me not to mean od at all. Even going to Pardesim. Why do you need to tell me that od for the other rabbi? Because the other rabbi, he's derives the word od is dafka. Not to mean od like it was. But the Gadol Pardesim, mutar.
How do you tie that back into the Lomel Alasmayasa?
Over here, the od comes and then takes it out of that. The od is coming to me, not to mean od. Only batim.
So what's the rest of the Kala teaching you?
Nothing. The word od takes it out of that.
Od takes it out of the Kala, just like the...
Lot to od is coming to tell me, lot to od is not inhabitants. Od, don't build like the way it was. It's only talking about batim velo genoto pardesim. Before we learned the Kala, lot to od, we said lot to inhabitants. Oh, so what does it happen to teach me? Good, but it seems whatever that's coming to tell me originally also. Now I'm saying no. Lo teminot means davka houses, like it was. But God is mutar. So again, the maaseh, we conclude at this point. Mahloket between the Rabbi Akiva and who is the rabbi? Is Rabbi Yosei Galili? Is based on how to learn the word od. The Rabbi Yosei Galili that comes along and says in the Mishnah that what even Ganot to Pardesim, he learns Lot to Bene Od anything. And according to Rabbi Akiva, that says Ganot to Pardesim is Mutar. No, Od like it was, but Ganot to Pardesim is Mutar. And we went through the whole Klal Prat over there. On Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Rishon, we were at the two dots, Tanu Rabbanan. How many lines down? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, about 18 lines down. We're talking about over here the law of Irani Dahat. The law is that everything in the Irani Dahat you have to destroy. So it's Tar Rabbanan. Ayuba Ilanot Telushin Asurin. Mechubbarin Mutarin. If you have in the Irani Dahat trees, if the trees are detached, so then they become asud. However, if the trees are attached, mutarim. What's the logic over here? So the Mefarshim explain like this. If you look in the Pesukim, it says ve'et kol shelala tikbots. All the shalal, all the spoils of the city of the Irani Da'at, collect it and burn it. So only things that all they need to be done is to collect. But a tree that's attached, you need to cut, collect, and burn. That's already an extra stage. The stuff that's on the ground, collect it and burn it. So therefore, anything that's mechubar, is mutar. Shil idacheret, but of another city, ben telushin, ben mechubarim, asur. What does it mean, another city? So Gemara asks, may idacheret, Amar of Chazda Yericho. When it comes to the city of Yericho, then also the pasuk says Dikhtib, Vayita'ir Herem, He Bechol Ashirba. That everything that was in the city becomes Herem Lashem, Bechol Ashirba. Whether the trees are attached, whether the trees are not attached. So Ida Chen is referring to the city of Yericho that Yeshua conquered, the first city when he conquered Eretz Yisrael. That city is remains Tel Olam, it means desolate, and everything had to be destroyed. Comes Gemara and says, Amar. Now we go to the story. Vayeshba Yoshua ba'atei lemor. After Yoshua went into the city of Yericho, he made a shivua. Arura ish lifne Hashem, asher yakum ubana ita'ir azot et Yericho. Cursed is the man that rebuilds this city, the city of Yericho. Bimchoro yiyasedena ubis'iro yasib delateha. If he tries to rebuild it, it'll be at the cost of his firstborn son when he lays the foundation, and when he puts the doors up, the gates of the city, it'll be with his youngest. Tanya, lo yiricho al shem ilacheret, lo ilacheret al shem yiricho. You can't rebuild Yiricho and call it another name, nor can you build another city and call it Yiricho. Both things are asur. How do we know? Dichtiv. Because the pasuk says,
In the times of Ahav, Bana Hiel Beta Eli. They call Hiel Beta Eli. The reason why they called him Beta Eli, because he went against the Allah. Allah is a curse. He went against the Allah of Yeshua. Et Yericho Ba'aviram Bechor Yeseda. He laid the foundation at the death of his son Aviram. Ubisrov Seiro Hesib de Latea. And with Srov, his younger son, he fixed he laid the doors. Now we know that Hiel did not build the city of Yericho. He built a different city. So you see from over here that not only rebuilding Yericho, but rebuilding any city and calling it Yericho, as proof to the story of Hiel. Exactly what Yeshua said happened to him. Now, the question Stam is, why are we not allowed to rebuild the city of Yericho? So the Rambam explains in Moreh Nevuchim that Asar Yeshua lebut Yericho ze kedesh shiyuchnu adorot habaim lirot hanes shenaasa b'chomot Yericho. The walls of Yericho, they slid down into like a shaft and just swallowed themselves into the earth miraculously, and the Jewish people were able to conquer it. So the keeping of Yericho desolate is to remind everybody of that great miracle. Comes Gemara and says, Tanya, Baviram v'choro rasha, lo haya lo lilmod, b'shkov se'iro haya lo lilmod. So the Gemara has a text over here. Baviram, the firstborn, who was a rasha, Hiel maybe didn't have to learn yet. Maybe he thought it was a coincidence. But when Shkov, his youngest son, died, then already he should have realized what took place over here. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Aviram Uzchov Mai Avud. Why does the Brayta call them Nesha'im? What did they do? So the Gemara says, you're right, you have to learn it like this. Hachi Kamar. Ba'aviram Bechoro Hayalo Lelmod Le'oto Rasha B'schuf Sa'iro. Which means, Ba'aviram Bechoro Hayalo Lelmod Le'oto Rasha B'schuf Sa'iro. It means the Rasha of Hiel, he should have learned already after Aviram died that stop. But he didn't learn his lesson. So the Rasha is Hiel. Oto Rasha should have learned that when Aviram died, that it's going to come to Schuv is Sa'ir, the younger one. So comes the Gemara and says, Mimash ma she'ne'emar ba'aviram b'choro, enu yodeh she'schuv Sa'iro? It sounds like he only had two children. So if you tell me that Aviram is the Bechor, of course Schuv is the Sa'ir. What do you have to speak it out for? Matamud omar Schuv Sa'iro, melamed she'aya mekaber ve'olech me'aviram ad Schuv. He had other children as well. From Aviram, the oldest, to Schuv, the youngest, and everybody in between. He buried them all for rebuilding. Now the Gemara tells us the story of how this came about. Gemara tells us the story that there was a dialogue between Eliyahu and Navi, and of course Ahav. The Gemara tells us Ahav Shushbine Hava. Ahav was the friend of Hiel. So when his children died, Ahav is going to go make a visit to Hiel to pay respects. Both Ahav and Eliyahu came to Bet Tamya, to the place of mourning, in order to console him. Yativ v'ka'amar. So Ahav sits down and says, Dilma kimelat Yoshua hachi lat, which means maybe the reason of the death of the children of Hiel is because when Yoshua cursed and said, the one that rebuilds Yericho, hachilat. This is what he cursed. Lo Yericho al shem iracheret, velo iracheret al shem Yericho. Maybe that was the curse, that you can't rebuild even another city and call it Yericho. And that's why the Kelelah came on him. Amal Eliyahu, so Eliyahu Nabi says, in. He says, you're right. Hiel got punished because of that. Amal Ahab was setting up Eliyahu Nabi. So yeah, maybe he died because of this. Eliyahu Nabi says, yes, that's exactly why he died. He's over here. Amar le, Ahab says, Hashta levateta de Moshe lo kamekaima.
דכתיב וסרתם ועבדתם, וכתיב וחרה אף השם בכם ועשרת השמיים, וההוא גברה, הוקים לעבודת כוכבים על כל תלם ותלם, ולא שביק למטרד מזל מסגד לה. Which means, Ahab says the curse of Moshe didn't come true. Moshe Rabbeinu cursed in Kiryat Shema. Shamru lachem. And you've told them, don't sway from God. And what's going to happen? God's going to get angry. He says, me, Ahab, I put an Avodah Zarah on every single hill in Eretz Israel, and there's so much rain that I cannot even walk the streets to go bow down to my idols. So what are you talking about? The curse of the rabbi didn't come true. You think the curse of the student is going to come true? Levatad Yeshua Talmideh Mekayma. You think the curse of the Talmid is going to come true? Miyad. Oh, Eliyahu heard that. Vayomer Eliyahu Atishbi Mitoshavei Gilad. Hay Hashem Elohei Yisrael. He makes a swear. Im Yehyeh Tal Umatar. That's it. There's not going to be any more rain. You want the curse? Now it's going to happen. Ba'e Rahameh. So it says, Eliyahu Navi, ask mercy from God. Ba'avu le'aklida d'mitra. God gave Eliyahu Navi the key to the rain. Like we learned in Masechet Ta'anit, one of the keys is the key of the rain, and God put Eliyahu in charge of the rain. Now that's it. You decide when. Ve'kam ve'azal. And he went. So therefore the Gemara is saying, the story of the rain in the times of Eliyahu Navi and Ahab all started from the Bet Tamya, the house of Hayel. Good. So comes Gemara and says the stories. Vayhi devar Hashem elav lemor. So God comes to Eliyahu Navi. Lech mize ufanita lecha kedma v'nistarta b'nachal kirit. God tells him, go hide yourself over there in a certain area called Nahal Kirit. Because Ahab wanted to kill him. So he had to hide. So God tells him, go to that place over there. And every morning the ravens would come and deliver Eliyahu Navi food, bread and meat. Mehecha, the Gemara says, where did the ravens get the food? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Mebet Tabacheh de Ahav, from the kitchen of Ahav. Even though they worshipped Avodah Zarah, the Shechitah's Pesula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to eat it. It was a Hura'at Sha'ah. Otherwise he's going to die, Pikuach HaNefesh. Vayim Miketz Yamim, after a certain amount of time, Vayivash HaNachal. So what happened? The Nachal dried up. The river that he was by dried up. Kilo Haya Geshem Ba'aretz. There was no rain. So all the water dried up. Kevan Dehazad Ikat Sarah Be'alma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that there was Sa'ar in the world. And Eliyahu Navi doesn't want to give up the key. He doesn't want to bring the rain. Ketiv. Vayhi devar Hashem elav lemor. So God tells Eliyahu, Kum lech Tzarfata. Go to the place of Tzarfat. Over there there's going to be a widow lady over there, and she's going to support you. Uchtiv. Vayhi achar devarim ha'ele chala bin ha'isha ba'alat ha'bayit. She had a child, and her child got sick. So the Navi tells God, I need the key for Tehiyat HaMetim in order to do a miracle for this lady, for her son. There's three keys that God doesn't give to a Shaliyah. Shel Chaya, that's the lady that gives birth, the time of the birth. Shel Gishamim v'shel Tehiyat HaMetim. Right? I don't give it to anybody. Shtayim biyad Talmidi. Yomru, shtayim biyad talmid, ve'had biyad arav. Now I'm going to give you two keys, and the people are going to say the student has two keys and the rabbi only has one. No, you can't. You can't have. I don't give these keys to anybody. You want made an exception. Now you're going to have the majority of the keys. Aiteha ushkilai. Give me back the key to the rain, and I'll trade you. I'll give you the key to the tiyat hametim. You know that you can make the miracle. Dichtiv lech hera'e el Ahab v'etena matar. Like it says after that, After he made the tchaita mitim on the child, God says, go to Ahab and tell him that the rain is coming back. That's the way Borei Olam got that back. Darash o Galila. There was a certain rabbi from the Galil, Kamed Rav Chazda. Mashal de Eliyahu lema davar dome. Bring a mashal. Le gavra de tarke le gale. What happened? To a person, he locked his door. Ve'abde le maftehe. And he lost his key. The same thing. He locked the doors of the rain, but what? He couldn't open it because he lost the key. Hashem took it back. The guy that locks the door, that doesn't have the key anyway. He can't open the door. Somebody else has to open it to him. So same thing. The hour maybe he locked the door of the rain, he lost the key now. So what happened? Because Baruch Hu took it back. Somebody else has to open the door for him. It's called a locksmith. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Panasa and Geshamim is the same.
Yeah, I was thinking Panasa.
Rashi Tevot Maftayach. Maftayach. The Mem is what?
Matar.
The Pe is Panasa. The Tav is Tehat Emetim. And the Het is Hayah. Rashi Tevot Maftayach. Darash Rabbi Yosef B'Sipore. Abba Eliyahu. He used to call Eliyahu Navi Abba because he was very Hashub. So he nicknamed Eliyahu Navi, instead of saying Eliyahu Navi, Abba Eliyahu, Father Eliyahu. Kapedan. Wow, he was a kapdan. He was, he used to get angry. That she says, Shekaas al Ahav. Right? He got a little angry at Ahav, but he tells him, that's it, no more rain. He took away the rain for 3 years. So he says, he was a kapdan. Habaragil mete gabbe. Eliyahu Navi used to come to the Biyoseh every single day to the Bet Midrash. After he called him a Kabdan, so it says, Ikasya mine tlata yome velo ata. 3 days, he didn't come to him. So when Eliyahu finally came, Amale, Amailo Atamor, where were you? Amale, Kapedan karitli. You call me a Kabdan? Amale, had to come kapid more. You see, you're a kapdan.
You got angry.
You show up for 3 days. I was right. So what are you talking about?
He proved him.
He says here, "Hatam shekpid Eliyahu al devarav shel Rabbi Yoseh leshein kan genai b'mashikas." He's allowed to get angry at Ahav. What do you call me a kapdan and getting angry at Ahav for? Ahav was a rasha, which means you're supposed to use your ka'as against the of the Avodah Zarah. That's the kin'ah. Adraba, to me, that tova. He said, you shouldn't have called me a kabdan in that case. That was your out of line. I know I'm a kabdan. That case was a bad example. Okay, comes the Gemara and concludes to the last part of the Mishnah. Velo yidbak biyadecha me'uma min ahirim. Right? It says, and you're not allowed to keep anything from the spoils of the Irani Dahat. The Mishnah said that as long as there's a Rishayim in the world, Haron Af Ba'olam, there's anger in the world. So Gemara says, Man Rishayim, who are these Rishayim that the Mishnah is talking about that bring anger in the world? Amar of Yosef, Gadnave. It's talking about the Gadnavim that take away money from people, the thieves, the swindlers. Tarra Banan. Rasha ba'al ha'olam, charon ba'al ha'olam, sh'ne'emar bebo rasha, ba gam buz, ve'im kalon, herpa. When the rasha comes, the anger comes as well. In Chalab, they used to explain this pasuk. When used to come the end of December, on the holiday of the Goyim, Yeshu, it was rasha. And that's already the time where the weather changes and it gets cold. In Arabic, the way you say cold is buz. So they would say, Bebo Rasha, when the time of Yeshu comes, Bagam buz. The cold comes as well. The weather changes on that. Vim kalon herpa. Good. Rasha avad min ha'olam, tova ba'al ha'olam. When the Rasha leaves the world, goodness comes to the world. Shene emar, uba'abod v'sha'im. Rina, the Shaim get destroyed. Is Rina, Sadiq niftar min ha'olam, Ra'ab al ha'olam.
When the Sadiq leaves the world, Beit comes to the Rosh Ne'emar, Had Sadiq Abad, the Sadiq is lost. The En Isam Alev, but nobody is paying attention. Van Shehesed Ne'esafim, and men of kindness are being taken away. The En Mevin, nobody understands why. You know why? Ki Mepene Ara'a Ne'esaf HaSadiq. Because before the bad comes to the world, oh, wow. Before the bad comes to the world, the Sadiq is taken away. Like we saw in the story of Noah, that God took Metushelah away from the world 7 days before the flood, delayed it because he didn't want Metushelah to suffer. Like we saw. Good. So comes the Gemara and concludes. Oh. Some say it's a kapara, but some say adraba. When the Sadiq passes away, then you have to be scared that they put on mepene hara before the ra'a.
And the chafetz chaim passed away,
the
Holocaust.
Right now. Sadiq ba'ala olam, tova ba'ala olam. Sadiq comes to the world. Goodness, Shana Emar, when Noah was born, it says, Zeh yinahamenu mema'asenu, umi'atsebon yadenu. Noah was a Sadiq. When he was born into the world, before Noah, there was no plows. There was no utensils of farming. Everything was done with the hand. Noah invented a lot of the tools. So says, Zeh yinahamenu. He's going to console us. Mema'asenu umema'asebon yadenu. So when the Sadiq comes to the world, Berakah comes to the world. And what? In the Zechut of Noah also, he saved the world. And therefore God did not bring the flood. Our perek ends with this. This perek asak b'inyanei yimot haMashiach. This whole perek of perek chelek primarily talks about the Mashiach, right? The Geula. V'yehudei ha'olam haba. Ka'asher yofi Hashem v'yigaleh malchuto b'olam. God is going to show us His kingdom in the world. Ya'anish ovrei retzono v'yigmol toba l'ne'emane b'rito. He's going to punish those that went against him, and he's going to reward those that were loyal to him. Ve'al af orech ha'galut, even though the galut is very long, very hard, lo yipol banu lebabenu, we shouldn't become disheartened or saddened. Ha'shivu'a she'neshba Hashem le'noach, she'lo yavi od mabula la'ares, hilanu le'ot al ha'shivu'a she'neshba Hashem lanu. The swear that God made to Noah, that he's not going to bring another flood to the world, that's our consolation. How? Kishem sheshomer Hashem et ha'shivu'a, she'lo la'vi mabul. And we see 2,000, 3,000 years later, there was never a mabul like that. Kach shomer ha'kadosh baruch hu b'rito imanu. So too, God's going to keep all the b'rits that he made with us. Like it says in the Navi, kimen Noah zot li. Like in the times of Noah, the waters of Noah, she'neshbati ma'avor me Noah od al-ha'aretz, ken nishbati, so too I swore, mekesof alayich, mekorbach. And therefore we end the perek with saying, Zeh yinachamenu, that even though we're in a 2,000 year galut, Zeh yinachamenu, this will give us consolation, that God keeps His word, and whatever He says is going to happen, the Tova, and Be'azat Hashem, there will be a Geulah Shelema b'Mehera b'Yameinu. Amen. As we said, it should be noted that in this perek on Daf Tzadichet, it clearly said that in the times of the Mashiach, there's not going to be any fish to be found, because all the waters are going to turn into oil. And Hashem, we see already, maybe, this already coming to, as we're sitting here reading a Siyum Masechet, the President is talking about the biggest oil spill in world history, that all the Shemen is in the Nahar. So who knows, maybe this is already another sign or another a piece of the puzzle. B'ezrat Hashem, before the Geulah Shelema. Hadran ala kol Yisrael, Hashem halech l'mamba. Shlik ala, Masechet Sanhedrin. Hadrach ala, Masechet Sanhedrin. Hadrach ala, Natan ala, Masechet Sanhedrin. Hadrach ala, Lad Hashem minak Masechet Sanhedrin. Hashem minnan, Abba Amadin. Vada te Hadran ala, Masechet Sanhedrin. Hadrach ala, Natan ala, Masechet Sanhedrin. Hadrach ala, Lad Hashem minak Masechet Sanhedrin. Lad Hashem minnan, Abba Amadin. Vada te Hadran ala, Masechet Sanhedrin. Hadran ala, Natan ala, Masechet Sanhedrin. Hashem minnan, Abba Amadin. Vada te Hadran ala, Masechet Sanhedrin. Hashem minnan, Abba Amadin. Rasul, Vigalav, Yavutinu. Shetukam, Avutinu, Vala Masechet. Tehman olam haba, hanebar papa, ribar papa, hamar papa, haibar papa, babori bar papa, fambar papa, rachish bar papa, suhaba papa, adabar papa, darubar papa. Harev namo yadu tabret chem befinu, kutam chem besev ni anachnu, sesayenu, sesayenu, sesam chem besev kutam dhe shemechim nintet chal shma, oye bai, תחימנו צודק עולם הילי, הילי ביטל מחוקק על אמנו נבוש, ולעולם נושכת בקודקה כמו הייתה לי, ברוך אתה נוראי, נחוקקה, אמן, 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 עשה לבית, מודים לו ברגל מהילו בבותינו, ששמת כבשבת המדרש, ושמת כבשבת קרנות, שאנו משכים ומהם משכימים, אנחנו משכים את זה תורה, משכים את דברים בתדים, אנו עמלים ומעמלים, אנו עמלים כבים שכר, מעמלים ונמקים שכר, אנו עושים ונשים, עושים לחיון הבא, עשינו לשעת, ותדעו, איתנו תלדון לשעת, שלמה ממנו יחסוי מהם, מיד הבא כנסון, וכן מה מבטאו שהשם שחזתנו, נסיים מסכת סנהדרין, תכת עזרנו תחיל מסכתות בספרים החלים, נסיימם, ללמוד את המנה שהוא לעשות, כן וכל דבר תמותך באהבה, זכות כל התנאים, המוראים ותמיד החמים, תעבוד לנו, עזרנו, שתמו, שתרו מפינו, נסרים זה זרענו עד העולם, כי אם באנו מתחלכה, תרחם אותך, שומחה תשתור עליך, וכנסותי תשיחיך, כי מי ילמו ימיך וסטיפו שכנתות חיים, חיים מן הסורות של חבוד, ואז אמרו איתנו מברך את המובשלו, לבי חלנה בכל שעמר.